Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Some sad news in the Canadian Celtic music scene following the sudden death of Bruce Guthrow last month. Bruce was a fine singer-songwriter from Cape Breton, who, while pursuing his successful solo career, was also the lead vocalist for Scotland's folk rock band Runrig from 1998 to 2018. Bruce died from cancer on September 5th, 2023, 5 days after his 62nd birthday. From an album called Celtic Crossing, let's take a listen to Bruce Guthrow with Sailing Home here on 101.5.
Hoist your sails to the wind. Let her blow, boys. And you know. Pipe a sad lament across the glen. See a welcome smile upon a passing face again. Taste the fresh salt air blowing on the westward wind. I'll know I'm home. I'll know I'm home. All their traps rolling on the tide. Or have an old man make me laugh or bring tears to my eyes. Shake the hands that shook the world with music filled with pride. I'll know I'm home. I'll know I'm home. Your sails to the wind. Let her blow, boys, home again. Fair, fair as she has ever been. And you know did I have to pay? To the ones who've long since passed to find a better way. Come now, lads, and raise your glass. We'll join them all someday. Sailing home, sailing home. So hoist your sails to the wind. Let her blow, boys, home again. Fair, fair as she has ever been.
spent it in good company, and of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, my memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you. The comrades that e'er I've had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. Thank you.
That was a song in the Irish language called On To, which translates as The Apple. And we heard this song by the award-winning musical family from the County Donegal, the group Clannad. Clannad first made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the 1970s in Ireland and mainland Europe. The original band members included brothers and sisters Ciarán, Paul, and Moya Brennan, and their two uncles, Noel and Padraig Dugan. The track we heard comes from an Ultimate Collection album released in 1997, and this track also featured the vocals of Enya and was originally recorded back in 1982. In front of Clannad, we heard a song by Emily Smith, a fine Scottish folk singer who is recognized as one of the leading singers in the contemporary Scottish folk music scene. Emily first made her mark on the Scottish music scene when she won the 2002 BBC Radio Scotland's Young Scottish Traditional Musician of the Year Award. We heard Emily's arrangement of John O'Dream's, a song written by England's Bill Caddick. The album from 2014 is titled Echoes. Before Emily Smith, a song by Lizzie Hoyt, an award-winning Canadian musician and singer and songwriter, originally from Edmonton, Alberta, and Lizzie currently lives here in Winnipeg. We heard the title track from her fifth studio album. It's called The Parting Glass, and that was released in 2022 and features a collection of some of Lizzie's favorite traditional songs. And The Parting Glass is a popular Scottish traditional song, often sung at the end of a gathering of friends. And starting off today's Waxies Dargle Show, a song by the late Bruce Guthrow called Sailing Home comes from an album released in 2011 titled Celtic Crossing, and Bruce's music will definitely be missed. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, featuring the soprano voice of Morden's Loretta McKennett, we're going to hear her arrangement of a ballad by British poet Alfred Lord Tennyson. He was the poet laureate much of Queen Victoria's reign and remains one of the most popular British poets. We're going to hear Loretta's adaptation of Tennyson's epic Arthurian ballad about the Lady of Shalott. So sit back and relax for the next 11 and a half minutes as we hear Loretta McKennett with the Lady of Shalott here on 101.5.
From the river wall. By the moon, the reaper weary, piling sheaves in our plans airy, listening whispers to yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his veins complaining, heavily the low sky raining over Tower Camelot. Down she came and found a boat beneath our willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote the Lady of Shalott. Down the river's dim expanse, like some bold serene a trance, seeing all his own mischance, with a glassy countenance she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain, down she lay. The broad stream bore her far away, the lay.
Lorena McKennett with The Lady of Shalott, a track that comes from her fourth studio album, The Visit, from 1991. And Lorena will be back here in Winnipeg on Thursday, November the 9th, for a show at the Centennial Concert Hall. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, You can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music. Up next, a medley of two tunes by the Irish super Celtic folk group Planxty, a group made up of Donal Looney, Andy Irvine, Christy Moore, and Liam O'Flynn on the Illan pipes. It was back in 2016, 44 years after the band's debut, that they released a new CD-DVD package called Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective. And from this package, the medley we're going to hear includes Junior Crane's favorite, And Carney Is Coming, Planxty, here on 101.5.
A lofty ship that sailed upon the sea. The name of the ship, it was the Golden Vanity. And one day she came upon a Spanish enemy. As she sailed upon the lowlands, lowlands, low. As she sailed upon the lowlands, low. Well, up spoke the cabin boy of only 12 and 3. He said to the captain, now what would you give to me if I were to swim up to the Spanish enemy? And sink her in the lowlands, lowlands, low. And sink her in the lowlands, low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands. And sink her in the lowlands, low. Well, I will give you silver and I will give you gold. If you should attempt it, it's a daring and so bold. Oh, and me lovely daughters and in marriage you will. Sink her in the lowlands, lowlands, low. If you sink her in the lowlands, low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands. If you sink her in the lowlands, low. Well, then the young cabin boy jumped straight into the sea. And with a rope around his waist he swam up to the enemy. And with the hammer bored a hole and then another three. he sunk her in the lowlands, lowlands, low. And he sunk her in the lowlands, low. Captain, I have done the deed you asked of me. I have sunk the Spanish ship into the briny sea. So I want to throw a ladder down, or drowned I shall be. Cause I'm sinking in the lowlands, lowlands, low. I'm sinking in the lowlands, low. But to the drowning captain, boy, the captain paid no heed. Cause he had made a promise that he never meant to keep. His daughter he would marry to a man with wealth to reap. So he left him in the lowlands, lowlands, low. He left him in the lowlands, low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands. He left him in the lowlands, low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands. He left.
Through our blood, down through our
That was Jaunta, a Northern Irish group from the County Antrim. The band was first formed back in the late 1980s and played through until 1997 and then reorganized again in 2008. We heard a song called Cold Grey Fairyland, a track that comes from Jaunta's self-titled debut album from 1993. And this track featured the lead vocals of Mary Dillon, the older sister of Cara Dillon. In front of Jaunta, Sam Kelly, who is a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award winner. He's a fine singer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, and he currently lives in Cornwall. We heard a track from his first full-length studio album, The Lost Boys, from 2015. His arrangement of Child Ballad Number 286, a traditional English sea shanty all about the golden vanity. Starting off that set was a classic track by Ireland's Planxty. We heard an instrumental medley of two tunes that included Junior Crane's favorite, And Corney Is Coming. The album is titled Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective from 2016. Queued up next, a classic track by the Godfathers of British Folk Rock, who have been entertaining us now for some 40 years. We're going to hear a song that the Oyster Band wrote called Too Late Now. It comes from a fine 2-CD compilation package, Pearls from the Oysters, from 1998. The Oyster Band, here on 101.5.
Tell her, darling, this is a happy man's estate. Stop and frown now like a good dog bit your hand. All these years and you still don't understand that it's too late now for English roses.
Too late now
for your sunset shires.
Too late now
to chase those milkmaids.
Too late now
to play the squire.
Too late now
for second chances.
Too late now.
Change of heart.
Too late now.
You won't be needed when this whole thing falls apart. It's time to go. Right by the river, blaze away across the moors. You tell the bright young man can be yours. A weekend in the country, you can live out on the land. All these years and you still don't understand
that it's too late now
for boyhood heroes.
Too late now
for your sunset shires.
Too late now
for your tunes of glory.
Too late now
to play the squire.
Too late now
for second chances.
Too late now
for a change of heart.
Too late now.
We'll all die laughing when this whole thing falls apart.
archer, a bold highwayman of renown. I was born in the sweet county Antrim, in a place they call Ballymena Town. My parents, they reared me right decent. I was schooled in the shoemaking trade, but I left there and joined with the Antrim Defenders. Oh, I was a wild sporting blade. I rode with the young Roddy McCarley, win a victory at old Randall's Town. To freedom or hell we were marching, for to break from the chains of the Crown. The united men tried to free Ireland, bold Emmett McCracken Wolfetone. We were brave men but had not the means or the power to drive out the redcoats alone. So I'll ride like the wind till they catch me, I'll ride like the wind from them all. I know that the devil is waiting, so I'll ride like the wind till I fall. I repaired to the green glens of Antrim, and I hid with the fox and the hare. I plundered the coatlings who sold us, and I bade English gentry beware. Stand and deliver, I ordered, your money or your life is the fee. And which one I take, sure it makes little difference to a wild referee such as me. So I'll ride like the wind till they catch me, I'll ride like the wind from them all. I know that the devil is waiting, so I'll ride like the wind till I fall. For a handful of silver they trapped him, betrayed by a comrade and friend. And he died as the brave men before him, defiant and bold to the end. Sometimes when the moon's shining brightly, and the night's deathly quiet and still, some have seen a ghost rider appear in the moonlight where they hanged him on top of Moat Hill. So I'll ride like the wind till they catch me, I'll ride like the wind from them all. I know that the devil is waiting, so I'll ride like the wind till I fall. So I'll ride like the wind till they catch me, I'll ride like the wind from them all. I know that the devil is waiting, so I'll ride like the wind till I fall. I'll ride like the wind till I fall.
That was the Irish Rovers, the popular and long-running Canadian Irish folk group that's been recording and touring the world for almost 60 years now. We heard a song written by the band's George Miller, the only original member still in the group. The song we heard is called The Ballad of Tom Archer, a track that comes from the Irish Rovers' 2022 album release, No End in Sight. Before the Irish Rovers, England's Oyster Band with Too Late Now comes from a 2-CD compilation package called Pearls from the Oysters, released back in 1998. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Runa, a fine Celtic folk quintet from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're going to hear a medley of two tunes that includes Jewels of the Ocean and Michael Connell's Reel. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Runa. Bye for now.